Early calls today for cash hogs around the Midwest are for steady to weaker prices on a general weakness this week in pork cutout values. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower today, tops from $40 to $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,228. For the base market hog in a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.75 to $61.50. The weighted average, $59.47, a loss of 26 cents from Monday. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.20 to $49.33, the weighted average $46.42. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,613. The base price range was $51.50 to $64, the weighted average $59.61, a gain of 22 cents from Monday. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.04 to $49, and the weighted average was $46.26.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Much of the Midwest Corn Belt will have dry weather today, and as much as can be done today is advised because wet weather is going to come in. It's already going to be wet this afternoon across much of Missouri, west central into southern Illinois and western Kentucky. But north and east of there, which covers the majority of the corn and soybean belt, the weather should be dry during the daylight hours today. We are then going to go into a wet weather period that's going to last several days. Rain will be continuing from tonight through tomorrow night, Friday, and in many areas Friday night. Then as we get into the weekend, drying will start to take place, but it will be on the cool side on Saturday. The only areas that are expecting precipitation once we get into Saturday around the Great Lakes, the northeastern parts of the belt, so it'll be a little slower for those areas to dry out. But it does look like a few days of dry weather and warmer weather coming in next week, along with a little bit stronger winds out of the south by the time we get into Monday and Tuesday, so that'll help dry things out again. The longer-range weather maps do show a cold front expected to come through here on Tuesday evening of next week. That could touch off a few spotty showers, and those are expected to not be very heavy at this point. But we are going to have a soaking rain over much of the Midwest Corn Belt starting tonight and continuing on into Friday, so fields are going to get wet for a while. There are some signs that we will have milder air coming in at least at times starting next week. Of course, we're going into November next week, and climatologically speaking, conditions continue to get cold. But I think we will get more into that up and down in temperature, occasionally getting warmer than we've been of late, but also on occasion some little pushes of cold air coming in, especially to the Great Lakes portion of the Midwest Corn Belt. It looks like the center of milder and drier weather is going to be just to our west. So for the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, they will be getting some rain here, at least across portions of southeastern Nebraska and Kansas and maybe northern Oklahoma during the next couple of days. Then it looks like warmer and drier weather coming into those areas. So parts of the hard red winter wheat belt may be a little drier than what producers are desiring, in that the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma, and actually much of Oklahoma into north central Texas, are not expected to get much rain this time around. They did get some moisture, though, leading into the planting season, so they're not in as bad a shape as they were a year ago and this spring when they were just in the bone dry conditions. But it does look like warmer and drier weather will be setting up there, so we're not looking for dormancy just yet, and we are looking at maybe a little bit of a need of rain moving into the hard red winter wheat belt, although the most critical time for rain comes when the crop comes out of dormancy in the spring. Now, turning to the southern hemisphere, I'll just tell you during the last 24 hours, some light showers did occur with amounts under a half an inch over portions of Mato Grosso, northern Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás into western Bahia in Brazil. But central and southern production areas remain dry. In Argentina, southern Santa Fe, Cordoba, northeastern La Pampa, and Buenos Aires picked up some rain. but other production areas were dry. As we look ahead, it looks like there's going to be some rain tomorrow night into early next week across much of the Argentinian growing areas. And that's the area, so there will not be favorable planting there, but it looks like much of Brazil will have favorable planting weather. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 545.5, up a quarter, last trade up 2.75. March, 557, down a half, last trade up 2.25. December wheat at the board of trade opened at 526, up 3.5, last trade up 9.25. March, 538.25, up a quarter, last trade up 6.5. May, 512.75, down a quarter, last trade up 4.75. July, 468.25, down a quarter, last trade up 3. December corn opened at 324.75, up a half, last trade up 3.25. March, 335.5, down a quarter, last trade up 3. May, 341.5, down a half, last trade up 2. July, 347, down a half, last trade up 1.75. Red line December, 338, down 3/4, last trade up 3/4. November beans opened at 623, down a half, last trade up 6.25. January, 637 unchanged, last trade up 6. March, 643, down 1.25, last trade up 4.75. July, 655, down 1.5, last trade up 4. December soybean meal opened at 185.50, down 10, last trade up 160. December soybean oil opened at 26.60, down 4, last trade up 24. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we saw new contract highs pretty much across the board in corn. And for the move from the contract low, new highs in the soybeans in the current move. And strength overnight, you can't kill these markets.
Boy, you really can't. Onward and upward. Last night's strength surprised me. I guess it probably shouldn't have. It's been such a one-way street, but it just doesn't look like it wants to quit yet.
So what do we call today?
Well, boy, in these kind of markets, this kind of volatility, the calls are certainly hard to pinpoint. I mean, it's anybody's guess what the order flow is going to be like hitting the pit. So I think, you know, where we went off the board at 6 this morning is a good indicator as any. I mean, I would say wheat will be 5 to 10 higher. Corn looks like it'll be, 2 to 4 better, and I'd just say beans would be like, 4 to 6 better, something like that.
How bullish are you in the corn? Are you 335 bullish, or now are you looking?
I think we would be able to hit 335. I'm kind of wondering if that's wrong right now. I mean, when we put that high in before, I mean, it's just a different world. We were right on the verge of the growing season back in April and May of 2004, and so the production quantity was completely up in the air. Now we pretty much know the production, and it's a money game, and it's just how long do the funds and index funds want to get, I think. So it really is comparing apples and oranges. I sure wouldn't rule it out at this point. Like I said, I didn't think it would happen. I guess I'd still probably think that we will slow this down before we get there, but I wouldn't bet the ranch that we won't.
Options going off the board at the end of the week, what do they play into the marketplace?
The open interest in the volume in the November cereal calls in the corn isn't that big a deal, but yeah, it's a huge expiration in the beans. Oddly enough, I mean, right after option expiration, you know, the following Monday or Tuesday is typically real high volatility time because you have an awful lot of players that are kind of flying without a net at that point because to go to the next expiration is that much more expensive due to the time premium. But boy, an increase in volatility from what we see right now is a little hard to imagine. But I guess anything could happen.
You think we might threaten 640 strikes?
Yeah, I don't think we will, as far as November goes.
As far as November.
I don't think so, but heck, why not? I mean, that's only going to be a dime away from where we opened, so again, I wouldn't bet too heavily against it.
Thank you.
This thing is kind of on the hyperdrive right now.
Yep. Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, you bet.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.